Praise be Jesus and Mary. I've been out and about in the world the last few days, meeting various people, and unfortunately, one of the phrases from sacred scripture that comes to mind in my travels is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2. And that is that terrible phrase that says, "Not all have faith." Not all have faith. I like the way it sounds in the Italian, even better. La fede non è di tutti. And then the official Latin version, non enim omnium est fides. Not all have faith. And this is a terrible thing. Frightening, but real. Not all have faith. And why is this so bad? It's so bad because the letter to the Hebrews says that without faith, we cannot please God. And that is everything. Okay? Everything summed up in one phrase, we need to please God. And without faith, we cannot please Him. Impossible. And so what's the problem? Part of the problem is that some have rejected conscience. Again, this is somewhere in the New Testament. I believe it's St. Paul. He says, because some have rejected conscience, they have made shipwreck of the faith. It's another way of saying, because of sin, they have made shipwreck of the faith. They have lost the faith. They are incapable of possessing that supernatural light which enables us to know the truth that God has revealed with certainty and with which we can please God. We then can live a life and perform works that are pleasing to God and be saved. Without faith, we will not be saved. So some, having rejected conscience, have made shipwreck of the faith. They've lost it because they haven't obeyed their own conscience, which has been telling them to avoid evil and to do good. Today we celebrate this Mass in honor of Our Lady, Queen and Mother of Mercy. And this is the hope for those who have made shipwreck of the faith, of those who have no faith, because we have a Mother, a Queen in heaven, who is most merciful, ready to pardon and ready to obtain pardon for us, ready to distribute graces, including the grace and the gift of faith. We see Our Lady in today's Gospel mediating at the wedding feast of Cana, having great care over what's taking place there and saying, they have no wine. And so Our Lady, looking down from heaven, looks and sees they have no faith. They have no faith.